Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jesse Blair Myrie.
Good day and good Wednesday to every one of you. So wonderful to be a part of Wednesday, indeed, in the month of August. Summer is here and near. Now, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. That's pureandholyliving.com. Just to remind everyone what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. All right, now, you know how I just love to talk about health. Of course, that's what the purpose of the show is. I'm a holistic health coach, and so I've got to talk about holistic health. But what more information can I give you, and what best information can I give you when it comes to holistic health and celebrities? Now, I'm not sure if you knew, but there is a very famous celebrity who is very into health and nutrition and well-being, and I just love that. And so I think it's so important and so necessary that I share with you. And it's hard to believe that it's been so long ago, but this very famous celebrity launched a website, and it's her personal website about living a better life. And when her dad was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease, she started exploring Eastern medicine. Now, we live in the West. This is the United States of America. Well, where I'm broadcasting from anyway. And this is Western medicine. Western medicine, I will say, although I love my country and love where I'm from, is not the best medicine. It just isn't. Western medicine focuses more on treatments as opposed to prevention. So anyway, this famous celebrity decided that she was going to explore Eastern medicine and the body's ability to heal itself. Well, indeed, that is how God created us. We are natural healers. She introduced him, and this is her dad. She introduced him to the macrobiotic diet and acupuncture in an effort to heal him. Once again, he was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease, and so she just wanted to look for other alternatives as opposed to just, you know, pharmaceutical drugs. So while he didn't like all aspects of macrobiotics, he loved acupuncture. Go figure. With me, probably would have been the other way around. But through this process, she said she realized that there's no universal plan for a better health. Now, does that sound like something familiar? I say it every day. There's no one diet for everyone. And she goes on to say that no perfect diet or way of solving problems. Ding, ding, ding. There really isn't. No perfect way. But everyone's body is different, and each person must learn what works for them. And that's where us health coaches come in. We kind of help you and guide you along the way. There's some things that you are not aware of in your own personal being. Not that we know more about you than you do about yourself, but there's certain questions that we can ask and get out of you and understand more about that you yourself would not have looked at and said, oh, you'd say to yourself, that is why. The reason is because I, XYZ, or I eat XYZ, or I do XYZ. And as a result of all those things combined, there's the reason for your sickness or your ailment or your issue, whatever it is that you're encountering now. You're probably wondering why I'm holding out. I'm really not. I'll just tell you. The celebrity is Gwyneth Paltrow. She did find a few guidelines which are similar to the integrative nutrition approach. And That is the approach that I use mainly. And the reason for that is because I attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the largest nutrition school in the world. And the approach is simply to understand that each individual is different. As in the words of Deepak Chopra, integrative nutrition offers a comprehensive, holistic approach to not just nutrition, but lifestyle management. And so if you're looking to find an individualistic approach to your health and your well-being, that is the approach, that is what you want to follow. That is the approach that you would like to, I would encourage you to become involved in. And so Gwyneth Paltrow discovered many things. And as she was, you know, exploring Eastern medicine and microbiotics and acupuncture for her dad, there are other things that were essential. And I say this all the time. And you are now hearing and listening to the voice of a published author. Woohoo! Excited about it. My first ebook, although short but very concise, is a few verses abbreviated as in V as in Victor and S as in Sam, period. A few verses. And the reason for that is, well, you know what? I'm not going to give it all away. You've got to go to Amazon soon, and see, get the book for yourself. Very minimal cost. But there's information in there that you may not be aware of, and after which I will help you on a free and live call and to answer your questions about what it is that you can do with your health and well-being to make it optimal and to, you know, to just get away from the ailments that you may have been encountering, whether it's low energy, whether it's weight issues, you know, you're feeling lethargic. And, you know, there are just some things that you may want to look into and say, this is what will help me. And I'm here to help. And so that's what the book is all about. It's the subtitle is Five Keys to the God-Given Body You Deserve. You know, you deserve the God-given body that was given to you. The body that was given to you, you deserve it. And the book simply gives you five keys to obtaining that. And so check it out on Amazon. And I hope to hear back from you. Well, the other essential things about microbiotics and acupuncture that Gwyneth realized is that good sleep is integral to health. This is a time your body regenerates itself and will contribute to your energy and appetite level the next day. If you are a restless sleeper, relaxation techniques can help. Aim for at least 8 hours of sleep on a daily basis. Hard, challenging, difficult, perhaps for many of us, my hand is raised. And the reason for that is because life gets in the way. There's just so much to do. But you've got to give yourself some me time. So important. And I speak to myself as well. Most human beings who, whether you have children or, you know, you work full-time or even part-time, maybe you have a sick relative that you're caring for. You know, you're very involved in other activities outside of your workplace or outside of your home. There are just seems like not enough hours in a day, but yet we all get the same amount of hours, and it's how we use it and how we apply it to our lives that is essential and important for us to thrive as a human being. The reason why some of us go through what we go through is because we do it to ourselves. We're not aware, or we are not willing to acknowledge that changes can be made, but we've got to understand that sometimes you need a little push, need a little help, and also sometimes we need to realize that no matter what, take the bull by the horns, or, you know, take the reins and you know, steer that horse in the right direction. You're in control. You have a choice. And we'll be going to the next thing that I believe is important, as well as what Gwyneth Paltrow understands. And so many years ago, this is back in 2008, that she came up with this her own personal website. Crowd out chemicalized junk food. Now, we got to understand, processed foods on a whole are not good. Chemical-ridden junk food is even worse. So most people who reduce sugar, chemicalized, artificial junk food in their daily diet feel more energized. It's just that simple. You're going to feel more alive. You're going to look more alive. You're probably saying, well, how can you look more alive? Oh, yes, you can. There's some people that are just, their color, the pigments in their skin is just not vibrant. They don't have a glow. They're just not alive looking. And so if you're already sick, cutting back on these foods helps your body recover. It's healthy. It's health and vitality. You become more healthy, of course. And added more leafy greens to your diet. I mean, if you go on to drink a smoothie, spinach in there, and you hardly taste it, trust me, greens are so water soluble. I mean, they're just loads of water, and so you're hardly going to taste it. Like, oh, spinach. No, you're really not going to taste the spinach at all, especially if you have yourself a chocolate protein smoothie, for instance. Somebody's saying chocolate and spinach? I didn't know. Well, now you do, from Coach Jesse. Chocolate and spinach do go. And once again, you hardly taste it. There, like, is no taste whatsoever of the leafy greens. So you can add more leafy greens, whole grains and fruits and vegetables. So, so, so important. Now, here's another thing you need to do. Increase your movement. Developing a regular exercise program to suit your particular body type and lifestyle will help you lose weight, if you need to lose weight, alleviate stress, if you're stressed out, and cut back on other aches and pains, if you're feeling them. A lot of us have joint pain, knees. You know, that's because of the weight. The weight is being distributed onto your joints, and you're just feeling it. And so we go, we opt, we meaning, you know, people in general who are into commercialized things and or cosmetics, and we opt for the operation as opposed to, you know, going through. Even if it's grilling, you know, it's, like they say, no pain, no gain. If you're not willing to put in the time to help you, what are you willing to put in? It's your body. It's your life. You've got to do the best for you. So that is pretty much what you can understand and agree with a celebrity who's realized this so long ago, because she realized that, you know what, my dad is not well. It's a life-threatening disease. I've got to do something. And that is how a lot of us feel about our parents. If you love your parents, then you're definitely going to look for something that's going to help them if you see them suffering. And so this is what she did, Gwyneth Paltrow. She launched a website. And, you know, it's basically about living a better. Who does not want to live a better life? Well, on that note, I'll just direct you to my website, Pure and Holy Living, and you can look up a few verses.com soon, coming to a website near you. You'll be getting loads of information. A new coaching program will be launching on a few verses, and it's just to let everyone know that you can obtain the God-given body you deserve. You can obtain it. There are 5 keys that I have, and well, pretty much God gave it to me, that have been developed through this book. I'd love for you to get it. Very minimal cost. Very, very inexpensive on Amazon. Or you can just go to my website, pureandholy.com, pureandholyliving.com, and you will see a tab on the top that says a few verses. Click on it, and you'll get all the information there. Love to hear from you. On that note, we're going to go right into Wednesday's Word. It comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 20. Many young people are building their lives on the rock of materialism. I find across the country a deep economic discontent among people in every walk of life. People want more and more things. They forget that we are enjoying the highest standard of living the world has ever known. We still have poverty, and hundreds of agencies are trying to do something about it. But we are dissatisfied. We want more, more, more. But Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. He said that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Adolf Burl, in A Study of Power, points out that riches often make people solitary and lonely, and of course, afraid. Many times a rich man knows loneliness and fear, because when he makes wealth his God, it leaves him empty. Life loses its zest and purpose and meaning. And that's Wednesday's word. Once again, I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I look forward to helping you in reaching your God-given goal of living a healthy and whole life. You deserve it. A few verses, AFEWVS, a few verses. Look me up on Amazon or simply go to afewverses.com. Looking forward to hearing from all of you. And on that note, God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and bye-bye.